You're listening to Kader at 95.7 FM in Davis, California. I am dying by inches from not having anybody to talk to about insects. That's a quote from Charles Darwin, 1828. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Insect News Network. To be here again. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Everybody out there in Davis land and beyond, all around the Yolo County region, Sacramento Valley, Northern California, the U.S. and the world. Welcome back to the Insect News Network. I am your host, E. Emmett Brady. On the Insect News Network, we take you into the world of insects beyond the creepy and the crawly, to the fun, the fascinating, the profound, and even the sublime. And if you're keeping track, if you're keeping the statistics, today is 8-2-2-2-8. That means it's August 22nd, 2012, and this is our 28th edition of the Insect News Network. Quite a week it has been for me. As some of you might remember, I completed my new rotation around the sun this past weekend, went up to the Nevada City Film Fest. I had a really wonderful time up there. And it continues to roll right through this weekend. I'm going up to the West, the Body Art Expo at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. Going to be documenting the urban mythology surrounding tattoos of insects and spiders. Should be a rousing affair. That'll be this weekend at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. And so the Insect News Network will be there because we talk about cultural entomology, the emerging third branch of insect awareness, insect studies, the interdisciplinary studies where the humanities and the sciences meet. And it's all about the influences and parallels and connections between humans and insects. And the tattoo thing for me, that's a little bit of a personal hobby, I'm not going to say fetish. It's not that intense. I don't have a tattoo myself, but I always like to remark, you know, when someone gets a tattoo, for the most part, they're committing to having that image on their body for the rest of their lives. And I find a lot of beauty and